So there it is, Christmas Eve, and I'm attending a service at Notre Dame Cathedral in Montreal. It's a highly ornate, beautiful church. There's vaulting arches filled with color. There's the sweet smell of incense and that low flickering glow of candles at a midnight mass. The place is packed. So my friends and I go up to the balcony. The music offered by the choir and the small orchestra is glorious. The priest reminds us to include those on the margins, like a young couple and a brand new baby who need a safe space to be. And then came the call for communion, the ringing of the bell to signify the change in the substance of the wafer and wine into the body and blood of Christ. So let me pause the story here to give you just a little bit of background. I grew up in the liberal United Church of Canada, and there communion is an act of remembering Jesus and the life he lived, calling us to love our neighbor as ourselves, including those shunned by society. In that Christian denomination, they don't believe in the transformation of the bread and wine. And I then bring that belief with me into this moment, that Christmas Eve when I'm in the Catholic Church. And I find I have a strong, visceral reaction to the ringing of the bell. I don't want to stay and even witness a ritual that I don't believe in. So my friends and I left. Now, I know I'm not alone in Unitarian Universalist congregations in being reactive to aspects of Christianity. And I also know I'm not alone in valuing different aspects of Christianity that inspire me, beliefs and values that I treasure from my religious heritage. And yet, even that night, I knew that my reaction was a red flag that something wasn't right. I had some spiritual work to do because of that level of reactivity. So that Christmas back in Montreal, I wasn't yet a Unitarian Universalist. That came 2 years later. And with it came a strong sense of coming home to my religious community. I embraced the Unitarian principles that we have as common ground. Although we have a diversity of theological beliefs, we hold that the importance of encouraging a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We encourage the right of conscience while also accepting one another and encouraging spiritual growth. In my conversations with other Unitarians, I also recognize the moments when I react to someone saying something that I don't believe in. I'm faced with a challenge then to truly live out these principles which support freedom of religious thought. I would need then to learn how to handle my reaction when faced with others' beliefs that are different than my own. Part of that needed to include unpacking my religious baggage around Christianity. I noticed I didn't have the same kind of reaction around Buddhism or Judaism or Hinduism. So what could I do about my reactivity to those aspects of Christianity? Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone here is reactive, even reactive to Christianity. And I know that there are people who are Unitarian Christians. And as I said, I value and am inspired by Christianity as well. I realize that there are things we all react to. It might be aspects of a religion, a political view. It might be ways of being in the world different than our own. So as I explore my story as an example, I invite you to consider your own areas of reactivity and how you handle it. Because if we really want to live our beliefs in freedom of religious thought, in accepting diversity of ways of being in the world, we need to be able to learn how to respond with loving kindness, even in the face of difference. Because Christianity was the dominant religion in the development and colonization of the land we know as Canada, it's perhaps not surprising that it's singled out. It was the one that held power for centuries. And so when things are done in the name of religion, in this case Christianity, religion gets the blame for human interpretations and actions that are unjust. After I became a Unitarian Universalist, I learned more about our own religious history. A key figure in that early history is Francis David. I want to consider today what this spiritual ancestor's life and struggles might offer our own present-day Unitarian community in terms of living out our principles. For those who don't know, Unitarianism developed during the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century. Now, various groups had left the Roman Catholic Church protesting. That's where you get the Protestant aspect of it. They wanted to reform the way that Christianity was done. For one reason, they wanted to be able to interpret the scriptures for themselves rather than having clergy to do it. That led some people to start questioning some basic tenets of the church. And one of those was the belief in the Trinity of God, understanding Jesus as part of God, God the Father, God the Son, meaning Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. However, because of human desire to be right and therefore hold power over others, people were killing each other in the name of religion. If you don't believe what I do and I hold the power, then I can kill you unless you change your beliefs. One country where Unitarianism developed was Transylvania, in the Hungarian-speaking part of it. Now, Francis David, or in Hungarian, David Ferenc, he started out as a Roman Catholic priest and went through his own questioning and learning. He became Protestant, first Lutheran, then a minister in the Reformed Church, the Calvinists. Then he heard reformers from outside those churches talk about their beliefs in the unity rather than the Trinity of God, not finding convincing proof of the Trinity in the Christian scriptures. They convinced Francis David, and he became a Unitarian rather than a Trinitarian. As we said earlier, Francis David believed we must accept God's truth in this lifetime. Salvation must be accomplished here on earth. God is indivisible. Edge os ischken. God is one. Now, this was an incredibly progressive view at that time. Salvation didn't occur after death. It happened here on earth. His preaching was so powerful that he convinced the king, John Sigismund, of his views in 1567, as well as many others. In the following year, Francis David and others worked to convince various rulers from that region how important it was to allow all four Christian religions to be allowed, Catholic, Lutheran, Calvinist, and Unitarian. It was the first law for the freedom of religion in Europe. Now, this painting is capturing that moment at the Diet of Torda in 1568. And the person there figured is Francis David. Now, unfortunately, the king, John Sigismund, died a couple of years after that, and that spirit of tolerance died with him. The next ruler decided they'd had enough of new ideas, but Francis David kept applying his reason to his faith and developing his thinking. So he was put in prison for what they called innovations in his religion. Even though he was in prison, Francis David stayed true to himself and his beliefs. Now, of course, the prisons were cold, Food was not good, and medicine was not brought. When he was ill, he died in prison in 1579. The Unitarians who he'd convinced of the truth that he had found declared him a hero and a martyr, meaning that he stayed true to his faith even in the face of death, even to the death. 2018 was the 450th anniversary of the Diet of Torda. Now, I continue to be inspired by this Unitarian ancestor, to hold fast to what I believe, even when others don't agree with me. His example also inspires me to work to create a community where others have the freedom to find their own beliefs without fear of being ridiculed or persecuted because of it. In the times in which we live, I see how freedom of religion, the use of reason in religion, and the need for compassion are the gold that Unitarianism still offers the world. They are needed now more than ever in the face of hatred, reactivity. How do we cultivate not just tolerance, but understanding in the face of difference? Sometimes the intolerance is at major systemic levels in government, and sometimes they are at a subtler level even in this community. As in many Unitarian communities and other human communities. Your former minister, Reverend Deborah Thorne, invited people here at Beacon to consider their reactions to Christianity. So this fall, when the hall wasn't available for a regular Sunday service, on October 6th, the Worship Services Committee invited people to consider going to a Christian service. Now, some people were open to it. Others expressed discomfort. They didn't want to attend a Christian service. And others reject traditional religious language, such as God. If you were one of these people, know that I believe you have every right not to attend a service, to hold your own beliefs. Know, too, that I, too, am reactive still. And I'm inviting you to pause. Consider your reaction to the idea of it. As I mentioned earlier, there are those among us for whom Christianity is an important source of spiritual inspiration. It's a major part of our Unitarian Universalist heritage. Some people have left Beacon or choose not to come as often because of unconscious comments some have made against Christianity or using the word God. And often it's not intended to be hurtful. It can be a subtle little joke, but it can land in pain for others. So I'm inviting all of us to open that door a little and step onto the threshold of curiosity to find out a bit more why we are reactive to difference. I recognize, of course, there are valid reasons people have for their reactions. Perhaps you had a negative experience in a Christian community. Actions and words from leaders and clergy can leave deep scars. I'm not minimizing abusive or hurtful behavior by anyone, whatever the religion or circumstance. Some who attended the Christian services in October had a very positive experience. I also know from talking to others, in a couple of circumstances, subjects came up that were counter to Unitarian principles in those particular church services. One idea that someone mentioned seemed to go against the role of empowering women. So in any religion, there will be a broad spectrum of theologies and interpretations. Just as Unitarians tend to be more on the progressive end of religions, so too are there progressive Christian communities, as well as Jewish and Muslim, just as there are more fundamentalist perspectives in any of these religions, including Unitarianism. A particular community or branch of a major religion, of course, doesn't represent the whole of it. So I invite us to consider, we may be actually reacting to the human behavior that uses religion to create power over others or to exclude them. We don't have to agree with the exclusion of them. We can work to change society's laws and structures, and we can work to change our own reactions when we encounter difference. How do we engage in respectful dialogue? How do we work alongside others to be able to change our laws, as well as recognize that not everyone is going to agree with those and wish to have society otherwise? Francis David said, "The most important spiritual function is conscience, the source of all spiritual joy and happiness. Conscience will not be quieted by anything less than truth and justice." And yet, do we need to think alike? Do I need to convince others to think like me? Can I instead seek to understand, how did they come to those beliefs? What happened in their lives? What are the impacts of those beliefs on how they live? Here at Beacon, we want people to think for themselves, to find the truth as they understand it, and not tell others what to believe. I imagine you've been in a situation when someone's tried to tell you what to believe. It's not a very pleasant situation. Francis David's example is that we can continue to learn and open our minds. He said, "There must be knowledge in faith. Sanctified reason is the lantern of faith." So when I come up to that strong emotional reaction in myself, I realize I need to take a moment and take a breath. Literally, I take 3 breaths. It actually allows my brain, the adrenaline that comes up in reactivity, to calm down and allows me access to my reason. I can then get curious about what's happening. I really enjoy a particular app on my phone for meditation called Buddhify. And there's one that I was listening to recently about finding balance and keeping it when we're resisting something. Rohan, who wrote this particular meditation, says, "Balance is a skill. With patience and practice, it can really grow over time. And there's a nice simple way to do it. Start by asking, what's happening? Then ask, is there any resistance that I have to what's happening? And where possible, relaxing that resistance. And then notice what happens. All it takes is moments across the day, tiny moments where we relax the struggle, and what is left is clear seeing and allowing. Now, in this case, allowing means allowing me to understand what this belief is about the other person. How did they come to it? Why am I reacting the way I am? Now, of course, I did continue to unpack my religious baggage. And because theology is a lifelong passion, I happened to do a master's degree in New Testament scripture, which I realize not everyone's going to do to unpack their religious baggage. But I took the time to find out more, to take a step back and use my reason in matters of religion. I was able then to recognize the human struggles that are talked about within Christian scripture, the desire for love and hope. This past summer, I was again in Montreal and went to visit another church, St. Joseph's Oratory. I walked into one of the chapels and there was a worship service going on. So rather than turn away, I sat down. And when it came to communion and the ringing of the bell, I was able to appreciate what I was witnessing. I could see that the sacred ritual that this was for this community, the power that communion brings across Christian denominations in building bridges, I could see the connection they had to the God of their understanding, how it gives them hope that there is the possibility of transformation, allowing life to change in this realm and perhaps the next. As the little girl in the Unitarian parable said, "Right now, the medicine I need most is your friendship. The prayer I need most is for you to simply be with me. And the magic I need most is your love." Perhaps one of the diseases that we face in our world now is intolerance. So to close with the words of Francis David, "In this world, there have always been many opinions about faith and salvation. We need not think alike to love alike." So might it be.